Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you for checking in with Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. It is 2:17. A question on the text line from Rockford. Dibs question from Rockford. So they get the spot 24/7, not just when they come home after work? I don't know what the question is. Honestly, I'm surprised people just don't pick up that piece of crap that's in front of the house and move it and park there, but they don't. There seems to be an honor system involved here. Hey, on the phone is 11th Ward Alderman Patrick Daly Thompson. First of all, thank you for joining us for the show. I appreciate it, Alderman.
Thank you very much.
So there's got to be dibs going on today in the 11th Ward, right?
Absolutely.
And is it honored? Like, people honor it, right? It's a very unique Chicago thing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. If you take the time to dig out your car, to dig out a parking space, you have a right to put something there to mark that spot. It's a tradition here we have in Chicago, and it's something that I think everyone does respect that. Obviously, some people try to extend it on until like April. That doesn't work. But you know, once the snow goes away, we encourage people to please pick up their whatever it is, it's the ironing board or the chair, the cones.
We got a vacuum today. We're asking people to, I don't know where you are, but the echo is amazing. Are you in like some big building that has no furniture or what?
No, I'm in the 11th Ward office, and I picked up the handset thinking that would work better.
My engineer just said, oh, it's just the cell phone sometime. But it is an interesting, unique Chicago thing that people outside of Chicago don't understand about dibs. So today, Alderman, we decided we would try and build a virtual dibs house, so people are sending in pictures. And, yeah, we'll be close by 6 o'clock.
You know, just as a side, it's something I talked about back when I ran the first time in 2015. I do respect dibs, but I also think if there's a way we do street cleaning, and you see this in some of the suburbs where, you know, the east side or west side of the street, north or south, depending, after a snowfall, after we've gotten the streets cleared, is then move your cars out and let the street snowplows come down. And clean out all the spaces. I know we historically haven't done that, but I think maybe we ought to try to look at doing that. They do it in other cities, but in the meantime, I'm not at all advocating that we get rid of dibs. It's just perhaps something that could work.
This is 11th Ward Alderman Patrick Daly Thompson, and I wanted to get you on the phone about this carjacking thing because everybody's talking about it. It certainly is a big issue.
Yes.
But one of the minor issues with that, not minor if you are a victim, is that when your car is stolen and they find it week, month, 2 months later, and it gets towed and impounded, you're stuck with all those fees.
I think that's crazy. That's why I introduced the ordinance that I did. We had an incident, unfortunately, in our community a month ago. It was the same day that the tragedy in Chinatown where Mr. Say was murdered. But within the half hour after that murder, there was a carjacking in front of two different schools, two different carjackings. One of those neighbors called me a few weeks later and said, we got my wife's car back. We had to pay the tow fee, and we had to pay the charges for the car for storing it there, a storage fee. And there's a mechanism that you can go and appeal that decision, but I think it's crazy. You're a victim of a crime, and I think we ought to codify it and say, you don't have to pay that storage fee. You did nothing wrong. You abided by the law. You're the victim here, and I think we need to stand up for some of our victims.
And do you think you're going to get full support on the council with this?
I think we'll have unanimous.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone, and colleagues, you know, we deal with a lot of laws. We can't be expected to know all the laws. And when this was brought to my attention and I inquired and I worked with our Legislative Reference Bureau, they came back and explained, you know, whether it's a loophole or whether it's something that we just hadn't thought of. And when I told my colleagues, that everyone, I think, presumed that we didn't charge, but we just want to clarify in this ordinance, yes, you have a right to appeal under today's law, but with this new ordinance, it's going to clarify that no longer are we going to charge those victims. It's bad enough you had your property stolen. In a couple of these cases, they were carjackings, not just car thefts, which the trauma from that, it's something we should do.
And what do you think we're going to do about carjacking in general?
Well, that's an issue. We saw a terrible tragedy last night where the police officers needed to use force to respond to being shot at by three individuals who had stolen a car. It is dangerous. I think we need help in Springfield as well when we're looking at the ages of some of these individuals who are stealing the cars. They are minors, and so we need to see from a state statute standpoint, how do we change that law to hold them accountable? And we need to hold them accountable. I think all of us need to be conscious, especially now in the cold weather. You want to get out and start your car, let it run, let it warm up, or you run into your house. We've all got to be conscious. But it shouldn't be that way, unfortunately. I live on the same block I've lived my whole life. You left cars running all the time, and we would love to get back to a day like that.
It's never coming back.
We need to hold people accountable for their actions, and I think that's the biggest issue that we have right now.
We're talking to 11th Ward Alderman Patrick Thompson, and somebody from 847 just sent something and said if the carjackers are charged or convicted, they should be forced to pay the fines and the fees.
Well, that's another ordinance that I'm a sponsor on, along with the mayor, in holding criminals and gang members and looking at seizing some of their assets and holding them accountable financially as well. That's a different legislation that then deals with the criminal code, which the city of Chicago doesn't prosecute on the criminal side. That's the state's attorney's office. It's the county. But on the city side, what we can do is we can help those victims who are either traumatized from a carjacking or having their car stolen and not feel like the city is not trying to help. I don't think you should be a victim twice, once by having your property stolen, and then twice by having to pay a fine or a fee.
We're talking with 11th Ward Alderman Patrick Daly Thompson, and somebody from the Burbs just said, could you introduce the alderman with the neighborhoods and their ward? Your suburban listeners often don't know what the numbers mean, so describe your ward to everybody listening.
Oh, it's the greatest ward in the city. So that should be the 11th Ward is roughly Armor Park, Bridgeport, Canaryville. So it's right around Sox Park, and then we have now part of Pilsen and University Village up around UIC. So it runs from Harrison on the north to 49th Street on the south, roughly the Dan Ryan Expressway to Ashland.
And tell everybody who your grandpa is.
My grandfather was Mayor Richard J. Daly, who was mayor of the city of Chicago, and his son, my uncle Rich, was mayor for 22 years, Richard M. Daly. So,
and how's Uncle Rich doing?
He's doing well. He's enjoying this next phase of his life. He's got a bunch of grandkids and enjoying spending more time with his family.
Well, thank you for checking in with us. I hope that you do get this done so carjacking victims don't have to pay anything.
I hope so, and I know a lot of my colleagues are eager to sign on to this, and I would hope to have a unanimous support for this.
And if you get a picture of a Dibs item, send it to us, okay?
I'll take the one in front of my house I dug out this morning.
What'd you put out there?
I have a cone, and it's not a CDOT cone. It's my own. I went out and bought it at Home Depot, so I have an orange cone out in front.
All right, have a great day, Alderman.
Thanks.
Anybody else who has a Dibs photo, shoot it to us. We're going to do a virtual Dibs house today in the middle of this snowstorm that is hitting Chicago, and then the East Coast is going to get hit really bad. So we'll check in with Rich DeMaio later, and he'll fill us in with that. Our number is 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call. This is Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.